Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With the 13th pick in the NBA draft, the Miami Heat select...
Well, we'll find out tonight who the Heat pick with number 13 and find out everything else going on with the NBA draft. That is tonight. But right now, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to bring on Kyle Boone, college hoops and NBA draft writer for CBS Sports. Kyle, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well, man. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming on, Kyle. We appreciate it. I know everybody's busy trying to figure out what the heck's going to happen and throw in all these teams that have got all these first-round picks that are looking to move them. We expect things to get active with trades today at all before we get to that 13th pick?
Yeah, I think that is absolutely the case. You know, last night there was a trade that snuck into the radar, the Bucks and the Pistons. Traded Tony Snell, and the Bucks actually gave up the number 30 pick in the draft. And so I think that's more of signs to come tonight. There's a lot of teams trying to move up, trying to move down, trying to move sideways. We'll see a lot of action in the lead up to tonight and potentially during the draft as well.
All right, number one pick, Zion. Number two pick, Ja Morant. Number three pick, R.J. Barrett. Number four pick, what? Why, that's when the draft kind of really starts, right? We kind of know the first three?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, I think Zion, Jaw, and RJ are pretty locked in at their spots, and I'd be shocked if any of those teams decided to move on, especially with New Orleans at number one. Memphis is pretty locked in with Ja Morant at two, and RJ Barrett is locked in at three. And unless New York just gets blown away with an offer, I think they'll stand there. So, yeah, I think the draft really starts at four. There's a lot of different players that are in play there, and if the Pelicans keep that pick, I would imagine they maybe look to add a wing or a shooting guard like Jarrett Culver or DeAndre Hunter. If they trade it, then all bets are off. I don't know who's going to be picking there or what they're going to be targeting.
Kyle, what do you expect from the Miami Heat at 13? What are they looking at potentially? Is it somebody could come in and play at least in the rotation in year one or more development?
You know, it depends on how the board shakes out before. I have them right now mocked to draft Nasir Little, a guy who has a blue-chip resume, but underwhelmed last season at North Carolina in a weird situation, too. You know, he joined a team that, you know, North Carolina is known for having an experienced front court, and he joined a really clogged rotation there and really wasn't able to get a lot of minutes, but you know, he showed some flashes. He was super athletic. And if you go back to his prep days, he was the best player in the McDonald's All-American game just a year ago. And that was a game that included R.J. Barrett, Zion Williamson, a bunch of other blue-chip prospects. So he's a guy that I would bet on. You know, he's 6'6". He's 225 pounds. He has a really strong work ethic. And a lot of guys have raved about just his personality and how he would fit. So I like that fit in Miami. A guy that I kind of secretly hope that is on the board for Miami that I would love for them to swing on is Kevin Porter Jr., a guy who's a really boom or bust prospect in this class. He shot 42% last season from three. His motor kind of goes in and out, and I think there's some concerns about that, but still just a freshman from Southern California, and I really, really like him. I think he has star potential.
Is there another guy outside of Porter when it comes to you maybe picks 4 through 13 or 4 through 14 that could drop, that might be the fourth or fifth in some people's mocks, but then end up going all the way down to 14, 15, someone like that? Is there another guy you could see that might just take a huge drop tonight?
Yeah, one guy that immediately comes to my mind is Cameron Reddish. I think he's pretty consistently been linked to the Atlanta Hawks, who have the 8th, 10th, and 17th pick, and I would expect that if they keep that 8th pick, that they will take him at number 8, but they are one of the teams that has been active on the trade front trying to move up the draft, If they move that pick, there's a chance that, that Reddish is no longer guaranteed to go at number eight, and Reddish could be a guy that ends up falling in this draft as a result. I think he is a top 10 player in this draft. He has a lot of talent, a lot of potential, but similar to Nasir Little, he had an underwhelming one season in college. He's a guy who could end up slipping past 10 and potentially to 11, 12, 13. I don't think he'll go out of the lottery, but he could end up falling on draft night.
Kyle, it seems like a lot of teams are all of a sudden second-round picks more popular than they've been in the past with teams.
Yeah, I think that's right. And part of it, too, is just I think you can find pretty good value in the second round. It's kind of it goes back to almost the draft philosophy in the NFL where it's like, can you get a good running back in the first round? Yes. But can you get an equally good running back in the sixth round and you pay significantly less? Well, yeah, most of the time you actually can. So there's a lot of big men in this draft that I think you can get in the second round. And I think same goes for wings and shooting guards. So there is a lot of value in that like 30 to 45 range in this draft in particular. There's a lot of shooting guards, a lot of wings that bring a lot of value and a lot of upside.
You talked about before multiple draft picks in the first round. I'm looking at the list of teams that have more than one. Atlanta's got three. Boston's got three. New Orleans, Cleveland, San Antonio, Brooklyn, and the Grizzlies have two. This just screams tons of movement in the first round tonight. I know we were talking about trades happening, but I'm also more interested to see how much movement's going to be in that second round with teams trying to trade in, like a team like the Lakers who need to fill roster spots that might end up with a couple second-round picks tonight. Is there going to be more movement, you think, in the second round than the first round?
I don't know if there'll be movement. I wouldn't be shocked if there's just outright buying. We've already seen teams just straight up selling picks in the second round. For $1.5 million, $2 million, somewhere around there. So I think because there is so much value in that second round, we could see some teams moving up or, you know, teams that don't have picks in a certain range deciding, you know what, we're gonna pony up, we're gonna pay $2 million and we're gonna get a guy at, you know, 42 for $2 million that we feel can help us right away. So that wouldn't surprise me if there's a lot of movement, but also some teams just straight up selling picks and buying picks.
What about the Celtics tonight? They're sitting there. They've always seemed like they're in great draft situation. Tonight they got three picks. What do you expect them to do? Do you think they keep all three or they're looking to move?
I think they're looking to move. Would not surprise me at all. But their situation is kind of weird at the moment where Kyrie Irving seems to be out the door. Al Horford seems to be out the door. They have a nice young core with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, but they could really hit the reset button with these draft picks. And if they hit on all three, they could be sitting pretty right now, but you know, they sit at 14. I would advise them to keep that pick, but you know, there's a lot of value there. There's a lot of value at 20 and at 22. So, you know, I think they could get three guys who they really like with those picks, but Danny Ainge is always exploring ways to improve the roster. And I would imagine that includes potentially trading up. That's a lot of value with three first-round picks. If they moved up the draft board and snagged someone, that would not shock me one bit.
All right, we got Mike Conley to the Utah Jazz. By the way, the deal that's been talked about seems like for like 5 years now, like Mike Conley going to Utah finally happens. Let me what could happen tonight? Give me some vets that could be on the move tonight.
Oh, man, that's tough. If I'm going to make a prediction, I'd say Andrew Wiggins is on the move. The Timberwolves have been very active in trying to trade him. I think they're ready to cut ties. They don't like the contract, and they want to try and get some pieces around Karl Anthony Towns that they feel that they can get him to succeed with. So they have that number 11 pick. I think that they could potentially dangle that as a bait to try and get someone to take Wiggins, because Wiggins' deal is one of the worst in the NBA, and I think they're pretty motivated to move on from him.
You think we're going to have a big banger for free agency, if you don't mind me looking ahead on you a little bit? What do you expect? Give me a big one that could happen when we talk free agency after this draft and that all kicks in. Well, what do you think? Give me one that wouldn't surprise you.
I would not be surprised if Kyrie Irving ended up on the Lakers.
Wow.
Really?
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, I think Brooklyn was pretty motivated to move up move open space because they thought they were getting Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. Durant's timeline has changed pretty significantly, and I think the Nets, as a result, their timeline has changed. And I don't know if they want to take just one. I think they wanted to take both. It could have been both or none. And so, you know, Kyrie Irving could be in a situation where he thinks that his best situation may not be in Brooklyn, but actually in L.A.
What about the top
big
three?
Front runner that he
I
is.
Know. I can't even imagine Kyrie going back to play with LeBron, but that'd be amazing. Top three guys in the draft tonight, like we said, we kind of think they're locked in. When it's all said and done, which guy has the best career?
I'm going to go with R.J. Barrett, the guy who's going to go number three. I think his scoring instincts, his ability to really run an offense. You know, he was kind of a quasi-point guard at Duke, despite them having Trey Jones, a guy who was a five-star prospect who's going to be a first-rounder next year. So I like what he can do. He's a guy who can really create space for himself. He's a guy who's been compared to James Harden. I don't think that's quite fair because Harden's going to be a Hall of Famer, but the way he creates space on the perimeter and can create his own shot, I think is super unique. And in the NBA, I think that adds a lot of value. So in 5 years from now, wouldn't be surprised if he's the most productive of those top three.
Kyle, appreciate your time, buddy. We appreciate you coming on. Draft day.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Crazy day for all those guys. It's Kyle Boone, College Hoops, an NBA draft writer for CBS Sports, joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. All right, we'll take a quick break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.